Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, Miles.
Welcome to Phlegm City! Phlegm City!
Phlegm City, that is me tonight, man. Get ready, folks. I will cough in your ear.
Speak up a little bit. Okay, so we put off this contest thing because of my inability to read a calendar.
Right.
And we have, I guess we consider it three entries.
Yeah.
Possibly four.
Right.
But I'll explain that here in a minute.
Right.
So let's see who you're going to be mailing this roach to.
Yeah.
We haven't even made a decision yet, so we're going to make it right on the spot, right?
Right.
Okay, first one's from D, a California guy. His contest idea is an essay, 50 words or less, how you could use he said CD, it's actually a diskette. The AOL diskette, which I have right here, and the roach to better the world.
Right.
That's D's. We'll use the applause meter. No, I'm just joking. Then Baker has two ideas, so that's why we say we might have four, but I'll read both of his. His first idea was best video on the web of a woman in heels stepping on some guy's nuts. Because
right.
There's like a million of those videos.
Yeah.
I will defer to you as to watching all those, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The next one would be to see if someone could make artistic interpretations of what they think that we look like. Now, he mentions here that there is some pictures of you out there, but there's no pictures of me. And the one who's closest gets to win the prizes.
Mm.
Gets prizes. I don't know what other prizes we'll come up with. And then the last one is just like this long psycho babble bullshit. I'm trying to figure. Oh, the final contest is have an 8-mile-ish standoff to see which one of us is a funnier loser. It's from Hey, Look at Me, which I thought was a very clever email address. Hey, look at me!
Yeah, funny stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you want me to read through that whole thing? Or?
No, I think I've read it.
Let me give the people a gist of the idea of what it's about.
Yeah.
It's basically saying that I'm an enabler to Miles' inability to do anything constructive.
Yeah, right.
And
you know, I've been thinking about this. That's like saying Lennon enabled McCartney, you know what I'm saying?
So
you're not gonna win, jackass! You're not winning! You got it!
they want some kind of a standoff thing.
You're not winning, jackass.
Have you even seen 8 Mile?
No, I'm not going to waste my money now if this jackass watches it.
Oh, I haven't ever seen it either, but
I know
what this person would be talking about, but I have never watched the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe I should watch it. I don't know.
I'm not going to waste my
money. So those are our contestants.
Yeah.
And their ideas.
Right.
And we got to choose one of them.
Yeah.
So is it going to be the essay to make the world better? Spike heels and nuts, caricature contest, or the 8 Mile off. I'll call it that.
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
What do you think?
Well, going with if I had to cast my vote first,
okay,
which is what you're saying.
Yeah.
My vote would probably go to something that really, I think, is in the spirit of the whole website, which is all about me.
Right.
So therefore, I would go for the caricature contest, because I really like to be the center of attention. Even though this person's got "Hey, look at me" as their email address.
Yeah.
I would go for the "Hey, look at me" contest, which is to draw a caricature of either one of us, or both of us.
You think?
Yeah, oddly enough, though, I do actually have a caricature of myself
right.
from a long time ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that the copy guy drew of me?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put that out on the website someday. I don't know.
I like that.
But it's a good caricature of me. It's a little bit, I mean, it was just like on the side of a piece of paper, and so there's like scribbles through it and stuff. But
yeah.
I could probably clean that up. But anyway, that would be my vote. I would go with the caricature contest because it's focused on me.
Yeah.
How about you?
Boy, I've been really...
I really don't want to help the world, and the eight-mile thing I don't know about, and I'm not really interested in watching the nut videos. So.
Yeah, the last guy's a jackass, so he's out. You're just a jackass. Never listen again. You're out.
Wow, touched the nerve with that email.
Yeah, I'll enable my foot up your ass.
Oh, my. I think they should win just on that, getting their eyes out of you.
No, I'm praying for your death right now, punk.
So if you take that one out, then you got...
I don't really want to see someone step on anyone's nuts.
Yeah, you don't? I'm surprised by that.
No, I don't. I'm not into that.
Yeah?
I'm not really into that, so I'm going to throw that out. Man, the essay or the do the caricature... Man, I don't know, because the one guy's really been kissing her ass quite a bit, so I can't.
Oh, so you're going to go for... So really, your decision is very similar to mine.
Oh, man, what can I... Jesus.
You're just taking into consideration the ass kissing.
Yeah, I know. I really love ass kissing, though. That's what I... Man.
Because I believe you were talking about D, who has written us a couple times with some really nice things to say.
What was that come out of me for? I'm going to go with the caricature.
Oh, you're going to go with the caricature?
I'm going to go with the caricature.
So Baker wins.
Baker wins.
With his idea.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if someone could make artistic interpretations of what they think you guys look like.
Yeah.
I say caricature, but
he
says artistic interpretations.
All right.
He's probably been to college.
Yeah.
So I guess that he's the winner.
Yeah, everyone else, thank you for entering.
Thank you for the multitudes of people who entered.
Yeah. I'm sorry you didn't win.
Are you even going to say thank you to the 8-mile person?
Yeah, I'm going to say thank you. I don't give a damn. He tried. He or she tried. I assume it's a guy.
Yeah.
I assume it's a guy, but I don't. Hey, listen, you tried. You were wrong, but you tried. You tried to get in my head, and it didn't work.
So Will will be emailing Mr. Baker.
Yeah.
And you're going to try to figure out a way to get him his roach.
Or maybe a cash equivalent, maybe. Like a couple bucks, whatever he'd like.
And I will get this America Online 2.0 for Windows disk in its package as it originally was shipped to him as soon as possible.
All right.
So you take care of the roach.
All right.
And I will take care of the disc.
Okay.
And that was a pretty lackluster fucking contest.
There you go. There we are.
So what's going on?
I went to an air show this weekend.
Oh, man. Okay. Was there a reenactment of some sort?
No, I did not go to
possibly the Red Baron and Snoopy and the Sopwith Camel?
Actually, yeah, they were playing that stupid song. You know, the Dirty Red Baron. I don't know.
Did they really?
No.
Oh, I thought... I'm trying to remember that song because I remember that... I had that, like, record.
Is that Paul Revere or something?
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about.
I, like, inherited that 45 or something.
I don't know.
Oh, I remember listening to that thing.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. It was a good song. I can't remember any of the words now.
I was really put in my place once again.
Oh, jeez.
So this jackass might be right that wrote us in. I brought my youngest son with me, who's like 5.
Yeah.
Little Bo Cephas. And we had a chance to look inside the cockpit of like an actual like B-25.
Okay.
Which is what was basically used in the Doolittle raid over Tokyo, if you saw the movie Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Where Alec Baldwin... you know, leads the group. And I don't know if you saw the movie or not, but...
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
But anyway, that's basically the type of airplane that was used.
Sure.
And there's like this old, it looks like an old military shell.
It was a pretty shitty movie, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, this story was kind of hokey. But anyway, I'm not trying to get into that per se.
Oh, okay.
And so anyway, there's this shell. And part of it's glass, and you can see there's money in it. And it's like, you know, asking for donations to keep
right.
plane flying, you know, da-da-da. And so I'm like, well, you know, there wasn't that many people going up to see this thing, right?
Sure.
And the thing already looked like it was quite full of money.
So you took money out of it?
No, so all I had was like 2 fives on me, you know?
Uh-huh.
And there was like, looked like no one in charge, like even watching the thing. So I'm like, well, maybe, you know, we can just, you know, look at it.
You're going to get change.
Prorate or non gratis or whatever you call it. Right?
Nobody but old Rusty over in his wheelchair from World War II.
Yeah.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
My son, God bless him, he's like, Daddy, we have to pay money before we go on.
Uh-huh.
The thing. Right?
Right. Yeah. No, it's just a donation.
Yeah, well, I was like, you know, in this moral dilemma as I usually get into, you know, I pause for a second, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's this lady who's probably about 20 years older than me ahead of us.
Right.
With a couple little kids, and she kind of turns around and kind of quietly says, you know, she's like, well, I'll be damned if I'm going to pay anything.
Oh, hey.
And she goes, you kind of had to walk up like this ladder to see the cockpit.
Was it my mother?
Yeah, it was your mom, actually. Yeah, no, I don't know. She was an older lady, but. So she goes up. Next thing I know, the guy like in a green flight suit and sunglasses shows up.
Hey, you put money in this box.
Yeah, like out of nowhere, this guy like must have had hearing because all of a sudden, like he's on us like stink on shit. Like, hey, donation, hey. And I'm like, oh, so now I gotta pee out a five, you know, get changed from the guy, you know.
Oh, you got changed from the guy?
Yeah, he gave me back 3 ones.
Oh, he figured out you were going to pay $2.
Yeah. So now I'm really embarrassed because my son had pointed this out to begin with.
Well, you know.
And I'm totally embarrassed now, so I will never go to another, you know, air show again.
You know, it just kind of shows, you know, how family cycles go. They're breeding brains back into your lineage there.
You think?
With your wife. You should thank her tonight.
Yeah. So, I want to thank my son for pointing out what a bastard his dad is. Thank you, son.
Hey, these planes don't maintain themselves, son.
They don't fly themselves. But you know what I got, though? What I have?
You stole, like, a knob off of something?
No, I didn't actually. I have actually video, if you want it, of actually a stealth bomber flying over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did it do? Did it bomb anything?
No, it, like, buzzed us 3 times, man.
Oh, well, there you go.
You want to see it?
At the moment, I don't think you can do that, but sure, I'd like to see it.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, send it over.
If you like it, maybe we'll put it up on the website.
We can put it up on the website.
Swear to God, stealth bomber.
Well, that's cool.
But anyway, that was my story this week. But
so your son basically humiliated you.
Yeah, and I'm really embarrassed now.
He didn't even shame you enough to make you pay a couple dollars, but then the military guy did, though.
Yeah, it was like that Sylvester the Cat cartoon, I think, where he's got his son, you know. And
right.
Can't catch the mouse, and the kid's wearing the bag on his head because he's embarrassed. And that's what I felt like. I'm like, oh, geez. Like the kindergartner saw the truth.
Well.
And the adult didn't.
He knows how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that he's got some age on him, you know.
I know.
It's a wonder he didn't go into a speech about... You don't get no free lunch, Dad.
Yeah, I know.
Ain't no free lunch.
I know. He must have motioned over the military guy over.
You, yeah.
The next thing I know, like, you know, Colonel Hotshot, you know. Hey.
So instead of videos of women in heels stepping on guys' nuts, we should have your nuts getting squashed by a military person.
Yeah. So yeah. I apologize to all the bomber guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, really.
But you should yell at the lady that was ahead of me with her grandkids, though, okay?
Oh, no, they're not going to yell at the lady, though.
Yeah, she got off free, so...
Well, then you coughed up an extra dollar for her.
Yeah, well, no. I paid full price for my five-year-old son.
A dollar.
A dollar for me, a dollar for him.
There was $1.50 for you and 50 cents for him.
Yeah, maybe. So I'm very embarrassed, but hey, an older lady who knows better than I do got away with it.
Evidently not. Maybe she was mentally retarded.
I don't know. I don't know, so I'm very embarrassed this week. So there.
Your kid sets you straight.
I got
to pay.
I don't know.